AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Two police officers who helped defend the Capitol on the day of the 2021 riot are suing to block payoffs from a new nearly $1.8 billion Justice Department fund. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The fund is for people who claim to be victims of politically motivated prosecutions. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche yesterday did not rule out that rioters who attacked police at the Capitol would be eligible.
Anybody in this country is eligible to apply.
The suit was filed by Washington police officer Daniel Hodges and former Capitol police officer Harry Dunn, who both testified to Congress about the riot.
Terrorists pushed through the line and engaged us in hand-to-hand combat.
And a hitman sent them.
The suit calls the fund an illegal slush fund that the president will use to finance the insurrectionists and paramilitary groups that commit violence in his name. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump spoke to graduates in Connecticut at the Coast Guard Academy.
You're America's first defenders. You are America's first responders. You are the living standard bearers of America's First Fleet.
The president told graduates they will be tested in their military careers. The military says it boarded an Iranian-flagged commercial oil tanker suspected of trying to breach a U.S. blockade. It was searched and redirected. General Alexis Grinkewicz, the Supreme Allied Commander in Europe, says Iran is getting help.
We know that Iran is and Russia are doing technology transfer and sharing lessons.
Charges are being filed against former Cuban President Raul Castro over a 1996 shootdown of planes. 9 migrants deported from the U.S. have landed in Sierra Leone, according to the government there. This is part of the Trump administration's agreements with African countries to speed up migrant removals. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu is scolding his security minister.
After he released videos taunting and telling detained activists from a flotilla that tried to get past the Israeli blockade of Gaza that they should be imprisoned for a very long time. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said, although Israel has every right to stop provocative flotillas of Hamas terrorist supporters, the way that National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir dealt with the flotilla activists is not in line with Israel's values and norms. In one video, Ben-Gvir waved a large Israeli flag and told the detainees, "Welcome to Israel, we're the landlords." I'm Charles Tillotasma.
King Charles received an unexpected gift from a seagull while visiting Northern Ireland. The bird dropped a surprise from above, hitting the king's suit jacket and splattering others around him, including members of the press. The king told the crowd later at least the bird dropping didn't hit his head. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.